Hey everyone, it's Aaron Keck from Oz Acoustic on a tour bus with Matt Bishop and
Tom Kirkpatrick.
Patrick, so how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
What date did Switch's US tour begin?
It began on the 8th of May in Anaheim.
I read on Switch's MySpace page a while ago that you guys had played several acoustic shows in California and Texas. Do you guys enjoy playing acoustically?
Yeah, it makes a change from playing electrically. It gives us a chance just to
We can actually hear all the singing as well.
Harmonies, it's fun. It's a change, good change.
Besides Bravery and She Wants Revenge, are there any other bands or musicians that Switches would enjoy touring with?
Weezer.
Yeah, love to tour with Weezer.
I'd like to tour with Oasis.
Bowie.
Yeah. That's cool. I read two different Switches press releases some time ago, and it had different basses in each one. Did the band change basses from Max to Tom?
That's correct. Max left the band of his own choice, and Tom filled in.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome, Tom.
Nice to be here.
What was it like playing at Lollapalooza last year?
Hot.
It was really hot.
As hot as today?
Yeah, I've not been outside today, but it was boiling last summer at Lollapalooza. But it was good fun, good fun, can't complain, good stuff, good times, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a nice little crowd there, and they seemed to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. What bands or musicians inspire Switches?
There's loads of bands and musicians, but David Bowie probably inspires a lot of artists in our sort of league, style.
Blur,
Ben Folds. He inspires Tom. Weezer, I want to mention them. So yeah, there's a few there.
That's cool. How excited was the band when Lay Down the Law was finally released on March 18, 2008 in the US?
Very, very excited. It's just nice to get our first album out in America, Dream of Mine, come true really. So here we are out here trying to promote it, but being first on at 6 p.m. is probably not the best way, but you know.
No, it's alright. So that's your official U.S. debut album, huh?
It is, yeah.
I noticed on the U.K. iTunes store that Lay Down the Law is not available. The album that is available is...
iTunes Dead.
Yes.
It's the same album with a different title.
Exactly.
It's just basically because the record label in America wanted something more direct and easy to stomach, so we just chose the most catchiest song on the album.
Right. Does D-E-A-D stand for anything, or is it just dead?
Dead. D-E-A-D are strings as well.
Yeah, they
said on a guitar.
You can tune your guitar like that.
It's just tuning, isn't it? Dead, like Dadgad.
Okay. Where are some of your favourite songs on Lay Down the Law?
I like Step Kids in Love, and I like The Need to Be Needed.
I like the Coming Down, has a nice Cars vibe to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any songs that did not make it on Lay Down the Law that you wish they would have?
Give Up the Ghost, which is a track that was on our UK release that got shelved, which we all agree is probably one of our best songs. But never mind,
Sometimes play it live, which keep it.
Apart from that, no, I think we're happy with the choices on the album.
Okay. Besides Drama Queen, do you expect any other videos like Lay Down the Law to be released on iTunes US?
I can't tell you at the moment, I'm not sure. We're hoping to put out another single, which is going to be probably the track Lay Down the Law. Mm-hmm. We've already shot a video for that in England, so we might just use that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a big iTunes video guy, so
yeah.
I'd love to
check
that out.
No worries, don't worry about these, just keep
talking. Sorry. What about any bonus songs from your UK album like Stephanie, No Hero, and Solid Gold? Will they be available on iTunes US?
Don't know. You have to ask Mr. iTunes. I'm not in any control
Mr.
of
Mr. iTunes present.
I'm not in control of anything in terms of what goes on iTunes. I don't know. But can you not get them off iTunes UK?
I actually have to have a UK account. So.
Okay. Could that be arranged?
Hello. Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, if I paid someone to purchase them, from the UK store. But
right, what's going on?
I have to buy them on import, I suppose. CDs.
Yeah, I'm big on buying imports too, but I'm not sure.
They're all available on import CDs, those tracks.
But it's probably, it's actually on that album too, right? Heart Turns to Dead, anyway.
What song are you referring to? Stephanie?
Maybe it's not. Yeah, Stephanie No Hero, maybe it's not.
No Hero was part of an EP we released.
What was it like when you heard Drama Queen was a theme song for MTV's Legally Blonde, The Search for the Next Ellie Woods?
Watching the program, it kind of makes a lot of sense, because those are the exact kind of people that were having a poke at with that song, you know. But they kind of played with it a little bit much with the theme, which is a bit of a shame. But I think it works well.
It's good exposure, you know. Cheers, Ollie, nice one.
Semi-success, can't find the soda.
It's quite ironic, the content of the lyrics of the song that is having a poke at those particular kind of people.
It must be at least nice to have a song, on TV.
Yeah, it's nice. We're really grateful for that opportunity to have it.
Has Drama Queen been featured on any other show besides Legally Blonde?
Yeah, it has, but I'm trying to think of them.
It was an Ugly Betty, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know if it was. I don't know. A lot of our tracks have been featured on American shows, but I can't remember which were.
Crazy Anatomy.
Lots of bad English shows. Sorry, Ollie, nice to meet you.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
I can't remember the names of the shows, but it has been featured on other things, I think. It was part of a Rimmel ad that Kate Moss was on as well.
All right, well, final question. When the tour concludes on June 21st, 2008 in L.A., what's next for Switches?
We're going to go home and record another album, I think.
Yes. You guys have a new album title?
No, not at all yet. It's kind of, we've got some songs, and I think we're just going to rehearse them up and practice and then try and
get
some recordings done. Okay. Start from there, really.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot, and I'll see you, I guess, in a half hour.
All right,
cool.
See you later.
Thanks, man. Cheers, man.